Now, before we go, I want to share a few thoughts with you about the word compassion. Compassion is an important word in religion and society. Without it, the reasons for our lives begin to come apart and the vehicles of our work run out of gas. You may remember, I think it's been 2 or 3 years ago, Karen Armstrong spent an hour with us on State of Belief one time talking about compassion and saying this is the most important value in interreligious relations as well as in secular-oriented communities. She worked on a project about compassion around the world. The word itself, compassion, literally means suffering with someone. Now, God knows, and we know, that right now there are plenty of people suffering alone who need the gift of our presence and tangible indications of our care. Compassion is a tough word that envisions far more than gentle or kind feelings. Seldom can the word compassion be used properly if it's not a source of action in the person who claims to be compassionate. This past week, I've been in touch with citizens of the Philippines to inquire about their families and friends. The super typhoon left no houses standing, no clean water, no food for most people. Transportation and communication are difficult in that developing world. But the people there are just like us. They worry about who is in the body bags stacked along the streets. They want their children to have proper nourishment. They're thirsty. They don't understand why help has been slow or why help has not come at all. It simply is not enough for us to hurt for these people. If we hurt with them, inevitably we act for them. We have to find a way to help. State of Belief, I know, is not a program for charitable fundraising, but it is a program about religion, politics, and government, all of which, devoid of compassion, become extremely dangerous. Our compassion motivates us to talk about sick religion, manipulative politics, corrupt government, inattention to immigration, the vacuum that replaced food stamps for the hungriest among us, cuts that go deeper into the budgets of those with no lobbyist for justice than those seeking special exemptions and privileges. A typhoon causes us to talk about compassion, which should also lead us to action on climate change, which is intensifying the storms that sweep over us. You see, feelings must motivate helpful actions. We have the feelings. We talk about them. But what about the actions? I don't know what you can do. I'm trying to do what I can. But for goodness sakes, literally for goodness sakes, let's do something that touches a horrible situation with compassion. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. State of Belief Radio is made possible in part by the generous donations of listeners just like you. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com and consider making a contribution to the support of this show today. We'll use it wisely. We'll keep State of Belief on the air and expand the reach of this program at a time when so few voices representing an inclusive, respectful approach to interreligious dialogue seem to exist. Stateofbelief.com is also where you can find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, watch in-studio videos, read transcripts, sign up for our podcasts. You'll find more information about the topics discussed on this week's show and resources to help bring State of Belief to a radio station near you. Stay in touch with us, please. You can do it all through the week on Facebook and Twitter. There's also contact information available at stateofbelief.com. The listener line is 800-856-8255. 1-800-327-0277. As always, encourage others to listen to this show and join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.